Ragabol put his head to one side, almost managing to look coy.
Oh, a bit of this and a bit of that. Nothing for you to bother your dear old grey head about, Father Abbot. I'm no but a simple beast who likes pretty trinkets.
Torren felt that Carol had taken enough verbal fencing. Recalling the arrow which had been shot to Slayer's Abbot, he came forward, placing himself in front of Carol. In one paw, he held a long cook's knife, in the other, a pepper bomb.
What would you like, Silver Tongue? A bit of this, or a bit of that?
He indicated both weapons as he spoke.
Make your choice, because that's all you'll get from us. Red Wallers aren't born fools. We know scum, even when they try to talk fancy.
Realising that the otter could not be cajoled or wheedled, Ragga hurled himself at the abbey door, hacking at it with his sabre and knife and yelling to his sea rat crew.
Attack! Break this door down!
Red Wall!
A war cry rang out as the defenders fired sling stones and pepper bombs down upon the foe beasts. A sling stone pinged off Ragga's jaw, leaving it gashed. He retreated from the door, bellowing,
Back! Air and air range! Back!
They stumbled back across the lawn to where they could see missiles coming and better dodge them. Martha was shocked but elated. It had all happened so fast. One moment she was listening to the talk going back and forth. The next moment she was screeching like a wild beast and madly launching off sling stones. She held her trembling paws up to her eyes, willing them to be still. Torren winked at her.
Well done, beauty.
His attention was distracted by Ragabol shouting,
Ahoy there! Is that the way you treat creatures what comes in peace? Ahoy, you wretches! I'll show you the sea rat way of fighting back! I'll burn you out!
The sea rat captain marched off back to the gatehouse. Some of his crew were nursing wounds, while others fled blindly, their eyes streaming as they sneezed uncontrollably and headed for the pond. Martha could feel panic welling inside her. She clasped Torren's paw.
Will they really try to burn us out?
Seating himself on the windowsill, the otter cook stared down at the abbey's main door directly below.
I thought they'd get round to that sooner or later. But the sea rat's plan won't work. How much of that soil and rubble is there, Dwarl?
Spreading his hefty digging claws, Formal shrugged.
Much as he likes, sir. We've gotten good heaps of dirt and rubble. Huge masses of you stuff.
The abbot looked over his glasses at Torren.
What are you thinking of, friend?
The otter cook turned from the window.
Our abbey is built of stone, father. There ain't many ways they can burn an entrance in. The big abbey door is the one way. If that went afire, we'd be lost sitting on the other side of it waiting for the door to burn down. So, I plan on blocking it completely. We'll do it right now. Ain't no sense in losing time. So we'd best work hard and fast. Pay attention, every beast. This is the plan.
Ragabol's mood had turned sour. He had supposed that his show of force would have gained him an easy victory rather than a shameful retreat. But it had become apparent that the abbey beasts were not afraid to fight, no matter how great the odds. He retired to the abbey pond, where he sat sullenly, watching those of his crew who had been struck by pepper bombs, dousing their heads in the shallows. Flinky and the rest of Badred's gang were there, ineptly trying to catch another grayling. The captain took his spleen out on them, booting Flinky headfirst into the water. The stoat rose spluttering as he tried to placate the irate sea rat.
Sir, we was only trying to catch a fat owl fish for your honest supper. Ain't that right, mate?
Half-Chop nodded enthusiastically.
Ka-chonk!
Ragabol drew his scimitar menacingly.
Get out of me sight, you witless idiots. Make yourselves scarce. Now!
Avoiding the keen blade, Flinky and the rest fled the scene. Ferron, the gaunt rat, slung a flat pebble, bouncing it over the pond's surface.
I wouldn't give him till sunset, Captain. I'd burn those beasts out now.
Bull was lulled to destroy any part of his new home. He looked to Werger, his seer.
What say ye, old one?
Werger was drawing patterns in the bank sand with a stick. She shrugged.
If the sons of Lurga were here, they could use their darts on any beast who showed at the windows.